We start Masechta Shabbos. It's interesting. The Masechta begins with the Melacha of Otzah. We know that in Shabbos there are 39 Melachas. The Mishnah Paraklal Gadol lists them that one is not allowed to do on Shabbos. And the Melacha that the Masechta begins with is the Melacha of carrying. Just to briefly describe the Melacha of carrying, we'll talk about it a lot in the upcoming blot, but to briefly describe it, there are four Rishusim on Shabbos, four Rishuyas. Midaraisa, there are two. Midaraisa, there's a Rishus Yochid, which we would call a private domain. A private domain, as far as Hilchos Shabbos is concerned, is an area that's enclosed with walls. It has nothing to do with ownership, it has to do with physical characteristics. An area that's enclosed by walls, that is a private domain. And then we have what's called a Rishus HaRabim. A Rishus HaRabim is a public domain. Again, very briefly, and we will talk more about the details. What are the characteristics of Rishus HaRabim? The characteristics of Rishus HaRabim are that it's a wide road, 16 amos wide. It's a place that's open. We'll talk about if you have to have 600,000 people passing every day or not to be considered Rishus HaRabim. That's a important shiloh. That's a Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim. Then there's a place that's called a Makom Ptor. A Makom Ptor is not a Rishus HaYochid and not a Rishus HaRabim. And from a Makom Ptor, you're allowed to carry both to Rishus HaYochid and to Rishus HaRabim, and obviously in the Makom Ptor itself. And then the fourth place is called a Karmelis. A Karmelis is an area that is really Midaraisa Rishus HaYochid, but Midrabanan, they give it a new status, which is Rishus HaRabim. The general characteristics of Rishus HaRabim are that it's not that wide as a Rishus HaRabim. That would be a perfect example. It's less than 16 amos wide. It's not that tall. And we'll talk about the various details. Midrabanan, again, Karmelis is Rishus HaYochid. Another example of a Karmelis we'll have in Daf Zayin is a very large open field that isn't closed with walls, but is not used for living. Midaraisa, it's Rishus HaYochid. And Midaraisa should have all the rules of Rishus HaYochid. However, Midrabanan, we give it the dinim of Rishus HaRabim, and therefore you can't carry from Rishus HaYochid to a Karmelis, nor from a Karmelis to Rishus HaYochid, nor from a Karmelis to Rishus HaRabim, nor from Rishus HaRabim to a Karmelis, nor 4 amos in a Karmelis, just like you're not allowed to carry 4 amos in a Rishus HaRabim. And that is the basic halacha of carrying in terms of Rishuyos. The question obviously is, why does the Masechta begin with carrying? On the contrary, when you look at the Mishnah in Paraklal Gadol, the list, the Lamates Malacha, and we'll quote that Mishnah on Amud Beis today, Mitzvah Shem, the Malacha that's mentioned last is carrying. And when we come to start the Masechta, we dafka talk about carrying first. And actually, Tosfos asked the questions, and there are a lot of reasons given. One reason given is because really the Masechta is set up in starting from Friday afternoon through Shabbos, what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do. And we're going to learn later in this parak halacha that lo yetze echayit b'machta b'erev Shabbos, that Friday afternoon people have to stop carrying certain items. And since they have to start carrying certain items, we have to know why you have to stop carrying, because you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. So that's why we had to talk about the dinim of carrying. In the same vein, some of the Mefarshim explain, the Gemara says the Shlosh Dvarim Tzarech Adam Laim B'Toch Beisei Erev Shabbos Simchasheicha. Friday afternoon, a person has to say in his house 3 things. Ishartem, did you take off Meiser? Because we learned in Masechta Brachos that you're not allowed to take Meiser on Shabbos. Iraftem, did you make an Erev? And Idlikos Aner, put on a candle. What's the point of an Erev? The point of an Erev is because you should be allowed to carry. What do I need to make an Erev? First I have to know that I'm not allowed to carry. That's one explanation why the Perek began with, why the Masechta began with carrying. Another reason is because, and this is a very important concept, all the malachas that are usher in Shabbos, we won't find them explicitly mentioned in Torah. How do we know what is a malacha on Shabbos? whatever was a malacha, whatever was done in building the Mishkan, because the Torah puts together, juxtaposes the dinim of malacha samishkan, of building the Mishkan and Shabbos. But there are two exceptions. One exception is leisavaru eish b'chamesh v'seichem, lighting a fire, and the other exception is carrying. There are in fact two psukim we will learn today that speak about carrying. So since the issur of carrying is mefurish in the Torah, explicit, it's different than all other malachas, and that's why the Masechta begins with carrying. Another important reason why the Masechta may begin with carrying, because carrying is essentially, and Tosfos says this, and we'll talk about it a lot, called the Malacha Gerua. What is the definition of the words Malacha Gerua? Malacha Gerua means it's a weak Malacha. What makes it weak? Because, and there's really two explanations why we say carrying is a Malacha Gerua. Firstly, when you think about it, it's a very interesting phenomenon. If somebody has a pin, a very small item, and he carries it out from one side of the door of his house to the other side of the door of his house, he's over Malacha Daraisa. And if he was warned by witnesses and he was seen by Edom, he's Chayiv Misa. And here you can have another person carrying the heaviest load in his house all day long, and there's nothing wrong, certainly with the Raisa. Now, if you think about it, it doesn't make any sense. Here, you carried a huge load, and it's fine. And here, you carried something which didn't take any effort, and you chayev smisa. That's why it's Malacha Gerua. Another reason, the Ritva explains why is carrying Malacha Gerua, and this the way we'll explain it. What makes a malacha a malacha? Now, there has to be some sort of a guideline. So we said the Mishkan, but what it means that it was done in the Mishkan. The Mishkan was a creative effort. You built something from nothing. You started out without a Mishkan, and you built. Building is the most creative aspect of what we could do. Creating something is a malacha. Carrying does not create anything. If I carry this Gemara from here to the other side of the world, I haven't done anything in the Gemara. The Gemara is the same Gemara. If I take a piece of meat and I cook it, so before I had raw meat, now I have cooked meat. If I take anything, I sew a beged. So before I had material, and now I have a garment. Carrying is the least creative melacha, and it has relevance to halacha lemaisa. I'll give you a perfect example. The halacha is, let's say somebody cooks on Shabbos. We'll learn the Gemara from Mitzvah Shem. So there's whole halachas, if you cook b'shogig, if you cook b'mezid, when are you allowed to eat the food? You're not allowed to eat it on Matzoy Shabbos, until b'chdei shiasa. Why? Because we don't want you to have hanor for somebody else created on Shabbos. What would be if I carry something from here to the other side of town, and Matzoy Shabbos comes, I shouldn't have carried it. Will I be allowed to use the item? Yes. I had enough from the Maisa Shabbos. I saved myself the effort of having to wait Matzah Shabbos to have the item from point A to point B. It's mutter. Why? Because carrying doesn't do anything to the item. So since carrying, that's what makes carrying a Malacha Gerua, and that's why it's different and less understood, and that's why we began the Masechta with the Halacha of carrying. One more reason, which will be very evident as we begin this perek, is that carrying has a lot of details. There are all these rishuyos that we spoke about and all these details. So something that has so many details and so many issues, we began the Masechta with something. There's a vart. We'll start with this before we look into the Mishnah. There's a vart from the Satmar Rebbe. The Satmar Rebbe, Zecharin Levracha, said, why does Masechta Shabbos come after Masechta Brachas? So he said, in Masechta Brachas, what did we learn? We learned, Lashem Amaretz Maloyoy, that the whole world belongs to Hashem. How does this Masechta begin? That somebody's standing inside his house. How does somebody have a house? How does somebody have anything that he could say inside and outside? So we learned the Gemara Masechta Brachas many times after you make a bracha. So after you make a bracha, and there's a concept that I have my own Rishus HaYachid, and then something outside is the Rishus HaRabim, so we can start talking about the Masechta Shabbos. So says the Mishnah, Yitzias HaShabbos, carrying on Shabbos, Eshtayim Shein Arba. There are two malachas that are the same, that could equal four. That means there are two malachas that are over midaraisa. You could be over midaraisa. which have two more that are not midaraisa but are the rabbanan. Bifnim, for the person standing inside, v'shtayim she'nav b'chutz, and two melachas midaraisa, which two more midrabbanan b'chutz for the person who's standing outside. So before we go further, in defining the melacha of Aitzah, we have to become familiar with two words, Akira and Hanocha. We're going to be using these words a lot in the next couple of days. The malacha of Aitzah, the malacha of carrying, whether it's the carrying of Dalet Amos from Rishus Rabbim, or whether it's the carrying from Rishus Yochot to Rishus Rabbim, is not accomplished midaraisa unless there was an Akira, somebody picked something up in the Rishus Yochot, and then there was a Hanocha, it was deposited in the Rishus Rabbim, or vice versa. In the absence of an Akira and an Hanocha, we do not have a Malacha of Aitzah. That means, to be a little more focused, Aitzah does not mean transferring. It doesn't just mean transferring an item from one Rishus to another Rishus. Aitzah means transferring an item from one Rishus to another Rishus through an Akira and an Hanocha. Otherwise, it's not called Aitzah. So, Ketza explains the Mishnah. Ha'ani Aimer B'chutz. There's a poor person standing outdoors, or Baal Bayis B'fnim, and the person who owns the house inside, and the poor person came to ask for something to eat. Pasher Ani Es Yad L'fnim. So the Ani standing outside sticks his hand inside. V'nosin L'tach Yadosh Baal Bayis. He puts his basket into the Baal Bayis' hands. So what do we have here? We had an Akira in the Rishus Rabbim, where the Ani was standing, and an Anocha in the Rishus Yochid, where the Baal Bayis was standing. Oh, the other case, which is a hachnosa. Oi, shenotl metaycha, the Ani took from inside the house, v'haitzi, and he deposited it outside the house, which is from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabbim, which is haitzah. Ha'ani chay, so the Ani did a full-fledged melacha of haitzah, or Baal Bayis potter. The Baal Bayis didn't do anything, and he's potter. Important comment, which we'll talk about more tomorrow. In Masechta Shabbos, again, we have to familiarize ourselves with certain terminology. In Masechta Shabbos, the word chayiv means that if you did a b'mezid yichayiv misa, if there were edim and asra, skila. If there were no edim and asra, but it was b'mezid as a chayiv koris, and it was b'shoygid as a chayiv chatas. That's what chayiv means. Potter in Masechta Shabbos does not mean that it's permitted. Potter means potter aval osur, that it's permitted midaraisa, but it's osur midrabonim. Mutter means mutter. Here we're going to learn in the Gemara, in Daf Gimel, that even though it uses the word potter, here it means potter mutter. Why is it potter mutter? Because the Baal Bayis didn't do anything. The Mefarshim, the Rabbi Tanura, the Mishnayis, right away asks, why is the Mishnah choose the case of an Ani and Asher? Why didn't the Mishnah choose a case of one person standing inside and outside? So he explains that one might think that what's happening here, somebody's giving tzedakah. So I would think that he's oisip b'mitzvah, the person's giving tzedakah, and therefore, even though there's a malach of carrying taking place, he should be potter. That's why the Mishnah teaches us that giving tzedakah does not supersede this or haitzah. That's how the Rabbi Tanur explains. Daruch Haner, interestingly, says the Rambam doesn't agree. Because the Rambam, when he quotes the Mishnah, doesn't use the example of Ani v'Asher. He uses a case, Misha Amad Bifnim, or Misha Amad Bichutz, standing inside and outside. Why didn't the Rambam use the Lashon of the Mishnah? Usually the Rambam uses the Lashon of the Mishnah, because could be that somebody in the anxiety to want to do a mitzvah carried, he may be potter. And there's a question that the Chassam Sofer asks. The Mishnah says, the halach is that midaraisi is supposed to take a lulav on Shabbos. We don't take a lulav on Shabbos because gzeira midrabbon and shem yavren adal adam spishus rabbin. What's the halach of somebody forgot himself and he took a lulav on Shabbos and he carried it out? He forgot himself. Would he be chayiv for carrying? So the halach is then that. Why is the tov dvar mitzvah? So why the Amish should the ani and asher be chayiv? They were tov dvar mitzvah. They thought they're doing a mitzvah. So Chassam Sofer answers, it's different. Somebody taking the lulav, there is a mitzvah to give, to take a lulav on Shabbos. He got confused and carried that you're not supposed to do. But since he was involved in something that is a mitzvah, So he's part of it because he's taught Tzar Mitzvah. There is no mitzvah to give tzedakah on Shabbos in this way. And that's why he's not considered a Tzar Mitzvah. Continues the Mishnah. Pashat Balbayis is Yad al-Chutz. What happens if the Balbayis carried something from inside to out? That's what I saw. The Nosan Tach Yad al-Shal'ani. Oy, Shinatim Le'Taychai. He took something from the Ani's hand. V'hechnes Balbayis. And all the Hechnes he carried in. In these cases, Balbayis Chayiv V'Ani Potter. Now we talk about cases which are only Asim Drabon. Pashat Ani is Yad al-Lifnim. So here, the Ani did the Akira, but not the Balabais, and the Balabais did the Hanocha, but not the Balabais Mataycha. Oi, Shinosim Mataycha, the Balabais did the Akira for Haitzi, and the Ani did the Haitzah, so the Ani did the Hanocha, Shneim Baturin. Pasha Balabais is Yad al-Chutz, so again the Balabais does the Akira from inside all the way to the Rosh Hashanah. The not the Ani Bataycha, but the Ani does the Hanocha. The Ani does the Hakira and puts it into the Balbais' hand, and then the Hichnis, and the Balbais completes with doing the Hanocha. Shnei Pturim. Here it means Potter Aval Asr. That the Ani, that only, that since each one only did the Hakira in the cases mentioned in the Mishnah, so as we explained before, an Hakira without Hanocha is not considered Hitzor Midoraisa, and therefore it's only Asr Midrabonim. The question which we'll talk in the Gemara about is there are many more cases that could be mentioned. We could have mentioned all the cases of when somebody did a Hanocha without an Akira. Why did the Mishnah only choose to talk about the cases of when somebody did an Akira without a Hanocha? We'll talk about that in Daf Gimel. The Pnei Yeshua asks a very fundamental question. The Mishnah seems to be very repetitive. The concept of the Mishnah is that on Shabbos, midoraisi, you're not allowed to do an akira hanocha from one rishus to another rishus, and midrabanon, you're not allowed to do an akira alone. That, if you had to summarize the Mishnah in one sentence. So the question the Pnei Yeshua says is, what's the difference if it's the ani or the asher? It's both the same. The point of the Mishnah is, you're not allowed to do haitzah. You're not allowed to do akira hanocha. Why did the Mishnah have to give us the story of the ani and the asher? So Pnei Yeshua says, and it works beautifully what we said in our introduction, Haitzah we said is a Malacha Geruah. What does Malacha Geruah mean? It's a difficult Malacha to understand, because we don't really understand why it's Malacha. An Ani that's carrying, we could understand, says the Pnei Yeshua, why she may be Bichayif, because he's accomplishing something. He's never hungry. And this is the way he's going to get something to eat. But the Balabais is not really accomplishing anything. He's just giving away something. He's not accomplishing. And we said that Malacha means accomplishing, creating. So maybe only the Ani should be Chayiv, not the Asher. Or you could say, maybe just the opposite. The Ani isn't really necessarily going to accomplish anything. Maybe the Ani's coming, and he's bringing his basket from outside to inside, but there's nothing going to be deposited in the basket. The Balabais knows that what he does is going to accomplish something because he's giving something. And again, since we're talking about a Malacha Geruah, I would say these are reasons that maybe only the Ani should be Chayiv, or maybe only the Asher should be Chayiv. That's why the Mishnah had to go out of the way to teach us both the Ani and the Asher. Tanan Hossam. The Mishnah begins Masech to Shavuos. Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba. Very similar language to our Mishnah. That by Shavuos, by making a shvuah, making an oath. It, again, there are two which are four. What are the two that are four? The Torah Kedosha says that if somebody makes a shvuah, lahara, to do bad, oy lahaitiv, or to do good. What does that mean? The Torah is talking about lahara. The example always given in the Gemara over there is, if somebody makes a shvuah that he will not eat. Lahaitiv means he makes a shvuah that he will eat. That's what the Torah says. The Farish is considered a shvuah, and if somebody violates that shvuah, he's mechuyev a carbon oil of a yoreid. What's a carbon oil of a yoreid? It's a carbon that depends on your financial status, what kind of animal or what kind of carbon you have to bring. We learn that not only Lahara Lahaitiv speaks about the future, I will do something, then not only a shvuah in the future is considered a shvuah, but even a shvuah in the past. Achalti, if somebody made a shvuah that he ate, and he actually didn't eat. Aloy achalti, if somebody made a shvuah that he didn't eat, and he actually did eat. Even though that's not beferish in the Torah, that also is considered a shvuah, and if somebody made a full shvuah, he'll be mechuyev karm oil v'yoret. So what shat shtayim shen arba shvuah? Shvuah shtayim. There are two cases in the Torah, two cases to do good or to do bad into the future. Shen arba, two cases in the past. I did good or I did bad. Next case. Yediyas atuma. Shtayim shen arba. The halach is that when somebody is tamei, he's not allowed to eat kachim, or he's not allowed to walk into the Beis HaMikdash. Again, the halach is somebody does that, b'shogeg, and then he becomes aware that he did the wrong thing. His chayav karma oil of yared. That's what it says explicitly in the Torah. Shein arba. What happens if somebody remembered that he's tamei, but he forgot that the food he's eating is kodesh? Or he remembered that he's tamei, but he forgot that the area he's walking into is migdash? Shein arba. Those are the two more cases that he's chayav karma oil of yared. Maris Nagon. We just read in the parashiyos Hashavua, the halacha of tzaras. The Torah talks about two nagon, se'es ubaharis, that are considered nagon, shein arba, that are four. Why? Because as the Mishnah explains there, se'es, baharis, is white as snow. The tolda baharis is white like plaster. Se'es is like white wool. And the tolda of se'es is like the membrane, like the white of an egg. And then the next case mentioned in the Mishnah Masechet Shavuos, which is relevant to us, is Yetzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba. Ask the Gemara. This is the way the Pnei Yeshua explains the Gemara. Ma'ishna hocha detani Shnayim Shein Arba b'fnim, v'shnayim Shein Arba b'chutz. Or ma'ishna hosom detani Shtayim Shein Arba b'suloi. The Mishnah over there just mentioned Shtayim Shein Arba. Finished. No more. And here, we have Shtayim Shein Arba b'fnim, and Shtayim Shein Arba b'chutz, a whole long Mishnah. And the way the Mefarshim explain, we know, la'olam yilmad adam l'talmidai b'derech k'tzara, the derech ha-mishnayis is always to be as brief and concise as possible. And all of a sudden here we have a Mishnah that's all very long. And the proof that you don't have to have it that long is because the Mishnah in Shavuos was able to successfully do it in a brief fashion. So why is our Mishnah here being marach? Answers the Gemara. Hacha de'ikis Shabbos hu. In our Gemara, which is really the main halacha of Shabbos, Tani Avos v'Tani Toldos, we speak both about the cases of Avos and Toldos. Hasam, the lav ikis Shabbos hu, there, which is really Masechet Shavuos, it's not really the sugyas of Shabbos, Avos Tani, Toldos loy Tani. We only speak about Avos and not Toldos. So first, before we go further, the Pnei Yeshua asks, the Gemara's teretz is so obvious. What was the Gemara's question? Of course, here we're learning Masechta Shabbos, we're going to be learning Masechta Shabbos for months. So it's something, now we're getting into all the details. There, it's only mentioned Agav Orcha. So what was the Gemara's question after you see the teretz?
That if our Mishnah was going to teach us all the details of the sect of carrying, then our Mishnah should have also taught us the din of camels. Our Mishnah should have also taught us the din of Makom Ptor. Why didn't our Mishnah teach us all these dinim? It must be that our Mishnah also isn't mentioning all the details. So that's why the Gemara had a question, if you're not going to mention all the details, you might as well be brief. So the Gemara is saying, in Masechta Shavuos, which is not the main subject of Masechta Shabbos, of Shabbos of carrying, we only teach the Avos. Masechta Shabbos, we go into all the details. Avos Mayniyu. So what are the Avos? Yetzias. Yetzias, as we explained when we learned the Mishnah, means carrying Haitzah from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. Ask the Gemara for Yetzias. Yetzias Trehavim. There are only two Yetzias. There are only two examples of Haitzah. One is the case of the Ani carrying from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim, and the other is the example of the Asher carrying from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim. So now, when the Mishnah Masechet Shavuos says, Shtayim Shein Arba, it is an Arba. It's only Shtayim. So where do we have two more? V'chi Tema. So I'll tell you, maybe, Pshat in the Mishnah Masechet Shavuos is Mehen L'chiv and Mehen L'ptor. That there will be two cases where somebody does Haitzah. That means the Mishnah Masechet Shavuos will only be discussing Haitzah from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. But there will be two cases where the person performing Haitzah will be Chayif, because that's where he did a complete Haitzah, both an Akira and a Hanocha, or a Mehem L'Ptor. And there will be two cases where a person will do Haitzah, but he will not be Chayif, because he only did an Akira and did not do an Hanocha. As we learned in our Mishnah, when somebody only performs an Akira without performing a Hanocha, you're Potter Avalasar. It's also Midrabbanan, but it's not Mechuyiv Midraisa. And that will be the four cases of Shavuos, in Masechta Shavuos. Two, where a complete Haitzah was accomplished and is a Chiyuv Issa Deraisa. And two, where only an Akira of Haitzah was done, where there will only be an Issa Drabbanan. Ask the Gemara, but you can't say that type of a Pshat in the Mishnah of Masechta Shavuos. Why? For Dumi Damas Negam Ktanim. Our Mishnah, the Mishnah of Masechta Shavuos, one of the cases mentioned there was Maris Nagon. As we explained Maris Nagon, it meant Se'es and its Tolda, and Beharis and its Tolda. Now Se'es and its Tolda are both considered a full-fledged Nega. Beharis and its Tolda is considered a full-fledged Nega. So the question comes back, how could you say that the case of Shabbos, not all four cases alluded to in the Mishnah Shavuos, there's a chiyuv for a chiyuv deraisa, yet the case of Maris, there is a chiyuv by all four? And like Tosfos says, why did the Gemara choose Maris Nagoyim as the example from the Mishnah Masechta Shavuos that there's a chiyuv by all four? What about Yediyas Atuma? What about Shavuos? So Tosfos says, in those cases, there's taka discussion in the Gemara if there's a chiyuv in all four cases. However, in the case of Maris Nagoyim, everybody agrees that there's a chiyuv in all four cases. So we can't say that pshat in the Mishnah Masechta Shavuos means that there are two cases of chiyuv and two cases of l'ptor. Ma hosam kulu chiyuv av hocha nam l'kiyuvah. Ela amar Rapapa. So Rapapa says, hocha in our Masechta, dik is Shabbos hu, that this subject is talking about Hilchos Shabbos, tani chiyuv and pturi. We teach both about chiyuvim, cases of etzah, and cases of a complete etzah where there's a chiyuv chatas, upturei where there's not a complete chiyuv deraisa. However, hosam mesechta shavuos the lav ikis shabbosu, where the main subject is not talking about Shabbos, chiyuv itani, we only talk about chiyuvim upturei loitani, but we do not talk about cases that there's a ptur that the midraisa and there's only a chiyuv midrabbanan. So now we go back. Chiyuvim meinihu. What are the cases of chiyuv? Yitzias. When somebody did haitzah, carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. Ask the Gemara, Shtayim, Yitzias Tata Havin. But in cases of Yitzias, there are only two cases of Yitzias. Because like we've been saying all along, Yitzias, haitzah, means carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. Carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim is only two cases. One of the Ani carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, one of the Asher carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. So how do we have four cases to account for in Masechta Shavuos? Answers the Gemara, Shtayim Daitzah, the attack only two cases of Itzah with the Chiyuv Daraisa, but the Shtayim Dachnasa. There are also two more cases of Chiyuv Daraisa. The cases of Achnasa, where somebody carried from the Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. So that's how we'll have four cases. Shtayim of Haitzah, Haitzah of the Ani, and Haitzah of the Asher, plus two more, Achnasa of the Ani, and Achnasa of the Asher. Ask the Gemara Yitzias Ketani. Didn't the Mishnah and the Masechta Shavuos begin with the word Yitzias? which we've been saying all along only means Hatzah, from Shisayok to Shisarabim, Amar of Ashi, Tanach Nasa Namnitzar Karalei. The Tana also considers Hachnasa, carrying from Shusaram to Shusayachid, under the category of Hatzah. Memai, where do we see such a precedent? Minatnan, for the Mishnah that we refer to, the Mishnah in Perek Lal Gavul. The Mishnah over there lists all of the Lamates Malachas, and the last Malacha listed in that Mishnah is the Malacha of carrying. Now, the Mishnah doesn't say Hatzah, carrying. The Mishnah says, Hamoitzi Mershus L'Rishus, carrying from one Rishus to the other Rishus. Chayiv. It's Chayiv, it's considered that he did one on Lamates Malachas. Now, Mila Yaskinen, isn't it talking, the Ko'oy Ma'ayil, the Rishus Rabbim, Rishus Ayachid, that he's carrying from the Rishus Rabbim to the Rishus Ayachid? Because it just says, Mirishus L'Rishus. It doesn't say any specific case Dafka from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabin. And it says all types of Hatzah, even Rishus Rabin and Rishus Yochid, the Kakarle Hatzah. And why Taka? Why is even such a case called Hatzah? Tamamai, because Kolach here is Chavitz Mekoimoi, any situation where you're carrying something from its place, Tana Hatzah Karle, is called under the category of Hatzah. Omer Ravina. Ravina says, we'll go a step further. Masnisa Namideka. Let's look at our Mishnah. The first words of our Mishnah, the first words of our Masechta were, Yitzias HaShabbos, using the word Hatzah. And what's the first example that's cited in our Mishnah? A case of Achnasa, where the Ani is standing outside, and he brings his basket inside, which is a situation of Achnasa. The Mishnah began with the word Yitzias. So we see that even though the Mishnah uses the word Yitzias, Hachnasa is considered Yitzia. The Tana Yitzias, our Mishnah began with the word Yitzias, the Kamefarish, and what's the first case that the Mishnah spoke about? Hachnasa L'Alta. Shmamina, that Yitzias is under the category, Yitzias includes both Yitzah, that means from Rishus Hayach to Rishus Harabim, and also Hachnasa from Rishus Harabim to Rishus Hayach. So now, Pshat and Mishnah Masech Teshuvos will be Shtayim Shein Arba, two cases that are four, is two Hatzahs, Shein Arba, two Achnosos. Our Mishnah will have all the cases, not only these four cases, where there's a Chiyuv Baraisa, the Mishnah will also have the cases where it's Patal Av Aser, because only a Kira was accomplished, not a Hanocha. Now there's a question. We've learned that Chatzi Shir Osim and Atayra. If somebody ate something in Macholos Asuris, they're not allowed to eat. So we know the Shir, we learned it in Masechta Brachos. The Shir is a Kazayis. Let's say somebody ate a Chatzi Kazayis. So he won't get the Oynish, he won't get the punishment for eating Macholos Asuris. But Chatzi Shir Osim and Atayra is considered dead in Aveira. So the question is, why if somebody only did an Akira, is it not osma deraisa? Why don't we say chatzi shir osma natayra? He did half a malacha. So some rishonim say that chatzi shir is only relevant by midah d'achila, by food. The example we gave, when he ate a chatzi kazayis instead of eating a whole kazayis. Other rishonim, but the Sfasemis has a different answer. We explained before that how is the malacha of Hatzah defined, it's transferring from one Rishus to another Rishus through an Akira and Hanocha. When only an Akira was done, it's not that a half a Malacha was done, nothing was done, because the Malacha of Hatzah requires an Akira and Hanocha. An Akira alone is not Hatzah. What would be a case of a Chatzi Shir? The case of a Chatzi Shir would be that if we're going to learn later that the amount you have to carry to be Chayav in Shabbos is a groigris, the size of a fig, so he carried a chatzi groigris. But he did a whole akira and a whole anocha on a chatzi groigris. Rav Amma, Rav says that how should we learn Pshat in our Mishnah? Pshat is Rishuyis Ketani. That our Mishnah doesn't mean Yitzias HaShabbos, Rishuyis HaShabbos. There are two Rishuyis. But the Raisa, there are two Rishuyis, like we learned at the beginning of the Shir, a Rishus HaYochid and Rishus Rabim. Rishus Shav Shtaim, the two Rishus that bring all sorts of different chiyuvim depending on what was done. If an akira and anocha was done, there's a chiyuv deraisa. Otherwise, there's only a derabon. Now, there's a very, very fundamental shaila. We've learned that there's both a hotzah, rishus hayochid, rishus harabim, and achnos rishus harabim to rishus hayochid. The question is hachnosa also considered an av, or is it considered only a talbim? So before we try to understand that, first let's explain what is the difference between an av and a talbim. An av, as we said before, is something that was actually done in the Mishkan. A tolda, and those of us, as we mentioned, are listed in the Mishnah and Paraklal Gadol. A tolda is something that is similar to the Av, but wasn't actually done in the Mishkan. Something that's a tolda, in terms of an Einish punishment, the punishment for transgressing a tolda is identical to the punishment for transgressing an Av. The only difference between an Av and a Tolda is as follows. If somebody did two separate Ovis in one Haloma, in one stage of forgetfulness, he'll be chayiv two Korban Chatas. But if somebody did an Av and its own Tolda in one Haloma, in one time of forgetfulness, he'll only be chayiv one Korban Chatas. So now the question is, what is Achnasa? From the beginning of the Gemara on this Amid, it seems that Achnasa is a tolda, because the Gemara said that the Mishnah Masechta Shavuos is only mentioning avos, not toldas. And the Gemara said, what is an avos? Hotzah, not hachnasa, which is only a tolda. On the other hand, if you look into the lashon of the Mishnah Perek La'Gadol, it would seem to indicate that hachnasa is a av, because the Mishnah uses the lashon of amoytzi mirshus lishus, just transferring from one rishus to another rishus, without specifying that it was specifically from rishus hayochid to rishus harabim. Seemingly, the Mishnah is telling us that in either direction, it's an av. So that question Taisus answers, and Taisus says that since, why didn't the Mishnah in Perek La'Gadol start mentioning all the toldos? Because that would have just added a lot to the Mishnah. However, when we speak of Haitzah and Achnasa, it's easily said in one word, Amoitzi Mishus Lushus. So the Tana figured, why not mention Haitzah the same way I can mention Achnasa? Other Rishonim, using a concept that we said a few times today, said since carrying is a Malacha Geruah, it's a difficult Malacha to understand, that's why even though by the other Malachas, the Mishnah Perek La'Gadol did not mention Talbis, Haitzah, which is a difficult Malacha to understand, the Tana felt the need to mention Toldos also. However, some Rishonim want to suggest that the Shaila, if Achnasa is also an Av, or just a Tolda, may be the Machloikis of Rapapa and Rava. With Rapapa holding, and Ravashi holding, that Achnasa is an Av, and Rava saying that it's a Tolda. Because the truth of the matter is, when you look at Rava's Teretz that we just explained, that Rava took the word Yitzios and changed it to Rishuyos, it's a difficult thing to understand. The Mishnah said the word Yitzios. Why did Rava change it and say Rishuyos? Because Rav Ashi was saying that the Mishnah said the word Yitzios, but Yitzios include both Hachnasa and Haitzah. Because according to Rav Ashi, both Hachnasa and Haitzah others. Rava was bothered to accept such a teretz. Rava didn't want to say that Achnasa is included in the category of Yitzios. That's why Rava, with less greater, with no choice, said Yitzios means Rishuyos, and therefore he was able to avoid the problem of saying that Achnasa is included in Yitzios. What is the shaila of Achnasa being an av or a tolda dependent on? Perhaps it goes back to something we spoke about also at the beginning of the shiur. At the beginning of the shiur, we said that one of the unique aspects of the malacha of Itzah is that Itzah is a malacha that has a pasuk in the Torah. But truthfully, it doesn't only have one pasuk. It has two pasukim. One pasuk is Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, V'yitzav Moshe v'yaviru kol b'matnan leimor. Moshe gave out a directive. Ish v'isha ayas oid malacha l'trumas ha-kadosh. People should stop doing work for the Mishkan. V'chola am mahavi. And the people stop bringing. And the Gemara later in Amasechet explains that Moshe Rabbeinu was in Machna Leviya, which was a Rishus HaRabim, and he was telling the people, don't carry anything to the Machna Leviya from your Rishus HaYachetz, which would tell us that you're not allowed to do Aitzah. Yet the Gemara Masechta Erevin has another basis for the Isra of Aitzah. The Pasuk says, Al Yetze Ishma Mekaymai V'yayim HaShvi. And the Gemara says, Al Yetze means Al Yotzi, that nobody should carry, nobody shall have to go carry the mon on Shabbos. So even if we'll say that Aitzah is a Malacha Geruah, and Aitzah requires its own Pasuk, and I can't just learn it because it was done in the Mishkan, as we explained earlier, why do we need two Pasukim? The answer is, one Pasuk is for Aitzah, and one Pasuk is for Hachnasa. That's the way Rav Ashi is going to learn. Rav is going to say that really the only Pasuk for Haitzah is the pasuk of Yitzav Moshe Reviru Kol B'Machna Ayishvi Shal Yasod Melacha Tumas HaKadosh, which means carrying, which means Haitzah from Rishus HaYochet to Rishus HaRabin. We have another pasuk of Ayetzi Ish Mekayim B'Yom HaShvi. Rav will say that that pasuk is not teaching us the Issa of carrying. That pasuk will teach us the Issa of Tchumen, that somebody is not allowed to carry, is not allowed to walk past the Tchum. We'll talk about that more as we learn the Masechet on Shabbos. And therefore, that Pasuk doesn't have anything to do with Aitzah. That Pasuk is teaching us a Din Tchumim. And he will hold that Tchumim is an Issa Deraisa. So Rav Ashi will hold that Achnosa is an Av and Tchumim is a Drabonon. Rav, on the other hand, will hold that Tchumim is a Deraisa and Achnosa is only a Talmud.